Today is Friday, the 11th of July, the feast of Saint Benedict, in the 14th week of Ordinary Time. The Cape Town Camerata sings Dico Kele Bao. Lead me, O Father, lead me. Today's reading is from the book of Genesis.
When Israel set out on his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father, Isaac. God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also bring you up again, and Joseph's own hand shall close your eyes." Then Jacob set out from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons that Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They also took their livestock, and the goods that they had acquired in the land of Canaan. And they came to Egypt, Jacob and all his offspring with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters. All his offspring he brought with him into Egypt. Israel sent Judah ahead to Joseph to lead the way before him into Goshen. When they came to the land of Goshen, Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet his father Israel in Goshen. He presented himself to him, fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. Israel said to Joseph, "I can die now, having seen for myself that you are still alive."
Earlier this week, we heard the story of Jacob, who has now been renamed Israel by God. Hearing God promising to be with him on his journey to the land he had been promised. Today, this journey takes an unexpected turn. Jacob and his entire family are to make a long detour to Egypt. When has your own journey with God gone off in an unexpected direction? Jacob finds himself still able to respond in faith, demonstrating his trust in God. We're not told whether this was easy or difficult for him. What does your own response to God look like when your well-made plans go astray? One result of this detour is that Jacob is reunited with his son Joseph after he had feared that he was dead. You might recall some good outcomes which resulted from your own plans being thwarted. As the passage is read again, get a sense of what is going on in Jacob's heart and mind as this story unfolds.
When Israel set out on his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father, Isaac. God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also bring you up again, and Joseph's own hand shall close your eyes." Then Jacob set out from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons that Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They also took their livestock, and the goods that they had acquired in the land of Canaan. And they came to Egypt, Jacob and all his offspring with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters. All his offspring he brought with him into Egypt. Israel sent Judah ahead to Joseph to lead the way before him into Goshen. When they came to the land of Goshen, Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet his father Israel in Goshen. He presented himself to him, fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. Israel said to Joseph, "I can die now, having seen for myself that you are still alive."
Our God has been called a God of surprises. Speak finally to God about the surprises He has brought about in your own life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.